I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, and we're with our friends from St. Christopher Fund. And, you know, something that happened a short time ago was a really great initiative, actually, that's been going on with Progressive Insurance. And they reached out to St. Christopher Fund to reach out to a veteran and award something in a really big, big way. Shannon Currier is back with us from St. Christopher Fund. Shannon, welcome back. Tell us about this initiative. Progressive is really, their keys to progress really has been going on for a while. And this time around, they decided to reach out to St. Christopher Fund. What was the mission statement? What were they trying to accomplish here?
Well, they've had the Keys to Progress program for the last 5 years, and they've been awarding personal vehicles to veterans that were in need, just coming back and not having a job. So they really had a need for these vehicles. And this year they decided they wanted to expand that. They are the number one insurance carrier for semi-trucks, and
right.
So they wanted to expand that Keys to Progress program and give away a semi-truck to a veteran. And so they've been partnered with us for a while,
yeah.
And so knew we had a lot of contacts, and they wanted that veteran to come somehow through us and our people that we worked with and our contacts. So they reached out to us and said, can you do the application? Can you receive them, interview the applicants, and bring to us who you think is going to be the best fit to receive this truck? So that's what we did, and we found, of course, James Rogers through all of that, and he was the one that was awarded the truck.
Yeah. We've talked to James before, and he joins us right now again. James, welcome back, brother. Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you. Thank you for having me.
You got the keys to this 2015 Freightliner thanks to Select Trucks, and we've got some other sponsors to mention here in a moment, but Progressive in a big, big way reaching out to veterans. What did that mean to you as a veteran?
It was an eye-opener. You know, like I said before, as a veteran, you know, initially I'd kind of almost given up. You know, I knew that there were people still out there supporting, but going through that whole process was a huge eye-opener,
yeah.
Especially at the event. You know, it's still kind of sinking in, you know, just the number of people that were involved in it, the number of sponsors, the
right.
number of people that just did little things, you know.
Yeah.
And it really did open the eyes up. And then, you know, I became more involved with St. Christopher's Fund and Shannon. And then I'd known Scott and Melanie. And when we all just kind of, it was kind of like the glue, kind of
yeah.
the glue that brought everything together.
Right.
And it's allowed me to get my message out there. And then other drivers have talked to me, and it's been great.
Wow. Tell us about your service.
I spent 11 years, 2 days, 19 hours, and I forget how many minutes and seconds in the military, United States Army,
yeah.
deployed to Afghanistan, and that's where I was injured. I was injured during a rocket attack. Spent, gosh, I know at least two and a half years just really, really trying to recover, really having a fight to get out of it.
Right.
And then that's one day I looked in the mirror and said something needed to change, and I decided to make a change and got myself healthy again and came back into the industry.
Yeah. You know, I know so many veterans that have suffered from their injuries, both physical wounds and mental wounds.
Oh, yeah.
They come home that they will live with
oh,
for
yeah.
the rest of their lives
mm-hmm.
after they come home. It is always a challenge, but the one thing we've always tried to promote on our show is by bringing veterans on like yourself
mm-hmm.
that have been able to, you know, whether it's reaching out to someone else, having a buddy reach out to them or whatever it might be, just get that message out there that there is hope and there is help for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's hope. There is a lot of hope out here. It's just got to be reignited. You know,
yeah.
so many people have kind of pushed it to the side.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hope. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to a veteran in a truck stop or through different people like St. Christopher's Fund and Shannon or through Scott and Melanie from Life in the Passenger Seat that they've put me in contact with other veterans or just from people seeing my story on a, you know, a news article.
Right.
They'll get in contact with me or something, and we just talk. And then it's like completing a circle, you know, and that's the biggest thing that I've seen is it's just going in circles. But there's the help's there,
yeah.
you know, all it takes
yeah.
is just that effort, that little bit of effort to reach out. And, you know, my message to them now is if you need that help, I'll provide it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You know, I've always said that drivers kind of have a language of their own. When
mm-hmm.
you hear them talking, when there's a seasoned driver talking to another seasoned driver, you know, you can,
yeah.
it's almost like they're using a language of their own. The same with veterans, especially veterans who have been to war.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it with my father,
yep,
talking to other veterans from war, and it's almost sometimes like they're talking shorthand,
mm-hmm,
you know. And I realize, you know, just how much this lives with them every single mm-hmm day. Even as my father, I didn't fully realize it, being his son, because veterans, as you might know, they come home and they may not share it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not share what they're going through, even with those closest to them.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to a veteran that has not reached out or maybe going through something, what would you say to them in terms of, you know, giving them some hope?
I just keep it short and simple. You know, we're brothers in arms. We sat in the same foxholes. We chewed some of the same dirt. You need me, I'm here.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask. I'm here.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing that I can tell them.
Yeah.
And kind of touch on the language part. It's funny. You put two veterans together, we talk in acronyms, numbers, and everything else,
yeah,
and we can just look at each other's patches or awards, and we know exactly what they've been through.
Yeah.
And same thing with the drivers.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And you know, and I find that there sometimes there's those common threads in trucking, mm-hmm, as you might have with veterans. You know, you know when someone else knows.
Yeah.
You know when someone else has been there, when mm-hmm someone else has been through that. And I've just witnessed that, and it is amazing. So you got the keys,
yeah,
to this 2015 Freightliner.
Yes.
And tell us about this truck.
Oh, it's been a great truck. I mean, 2015 Freightliner.
Yeah.
I've done a little upgrading on it to basically represent St. Christopher's Fund and Progressive.
Nice.
They've done so much for me that I want to bring awareness to them as much as possible.
Yeah.
And that's what I've used it for. The truck has become so much more than a piece of metal and fiberglass. You know, there's a lot of emotion in it. There's a lot of story in it. And there's a lot of hope and awareness that it carries with it. And
yeah,
matter of fact, it's out in the parking lot, you know, set up just special to bring awareness, to partner with, you know, life from the passenger seat.
Right.
To bring attention to it.
Yeah.
And just over the last, what is it, 6 months? It's been 6 months now?
Mm.
God, don't seem that long. I've done so much in 6 months. It's been ridiculous. But that blessing has enabled me to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, we want to also, along with Progressive,
mm-hmm,
and the folks at St. Christopher Fund, Travel Centers of America, Blue Tiger USA, Brenny Transportation, Carolyn O'Byrne, WeBoost, Shell Rotella, OOIDA, Southern Recipe. Oh, man, I love their stuff.
I ate them all in about 3 days.
Blue Beacon Truck Wash, thank you, and Loves Advertising, helping out with some public relations. And, you know, it's just terrific that so many in the industry coming together, and really I think that's the spirit, is that I think those of us who didn't serve, especially didn't serve in war, want to do everything that we can to reach out, to make sure that veterans have the most available to them, and then give them, you know, another shining example of a veteran back on their feet, being productive, being positive, and helping other veterans. So I think this is really a program that's going to, and a prize, if you will. Your Freightliner is going to be something that is going to be a prize to many others down the road.
Oh, absolutely. That's been my intention from the whole get-go. You know, from the minute that, you know, Shannon called me and said that I won the truck, I was like, this is going to help somebody else. It's not
yeah
just about me. This
yeah
is, and that's what's going to happen. It's coming. It's coming very, very soon.
Well, we want to say welcome home and thank you for your service.
Oh, no problem. Thank you guys for the support. We couldn't do it without you.
And any veterans listening, you just know that you're not alone.
No, you're not.
And there's tons of great organizations out there. We just named just a handful of them just there. And this promotion alone that are reaching out. So thank you. God bless, James. And I know we're going to talk again soon. I want you to give us updates along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, James. And Shannon, kudos to everybody at St. Christopher. I know that along with Progressive and all these other sponsors making this happen, this really, I remember the back and forth and all the messages and everything that was going on surrounding this. This was really something that became almost its own mission statement. So kudos to everybody doing the work there at St. Christopher Fund.
Well, thank you. We were excited to be a part of it. We'd actually wanted to give a truck away before, and how do you do that? It never happened. And so when they reached out to us, we're like, oh, we've been waiting for the right partner, you know, to do this with.
Yeah.
And so it turned out really well. And, you know, veterans, they experience a lot of things that we just, not being out there, we don't understand. But they have so much experience and so much discipline from being in the service that, you know, coming into the trucking industry, there's so much they can bring. And so it's exciting to see different companies supporting the veterans that are coming home and saying, hey, we're going to give you a purpose and we're going to, you know, they're driving the country now.
Right.
They're protecting the country, and now they're driving the country.
Right.
So I think it's pretty awesome.
And Freightliner Select Trucks, thank you. Thank you. Giving away a large car in a large way. This was just terrific. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you all again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.